I'm here with Connie Stolte, and one of the questions that we got in was, Connie, what are some of the fish that are swimming around behind us?
That's a good question. Up here near the top, we have a school of jack crevel. These jack crevel are really large. They're larger than our state record fish that we have here in Texas.
Now, is it this fish right here with
the blunt nose.
Okay.
These were caught on a long line when Parks and Wildlife was doing a shark survey. They were catching sharks to see what the population of our sharks, if they were healthy or not. And those jacks were caught on long lines and brought in to us for our exhibit.
They are big fish.
And then this is redfish, or red drum, as we often call them, with the spot on its tail. These are the size of the fish that produce the eggs in our hatchery. And if you saw earlier or later in the video, you'll see about how big the eggs are. They're about a millimeter. So those fish produce millions of small eggs in order to survive and keep reproducing.
And so that's a really important sport fish to Texas.
Yes. A lot of people catch those for sport, and they're very good eating fish, too. A lot of people like to eat the redfish. Of course, Gordon is not being, I think he's tired. He's hiding from the limelight. We see his tail back there in the back.
And
right
Gordon
now.
Is enormous. And
yes.
He's quite the star here, is kind of what I understand.
Yes, he's our mascot. He weighs about 300 pounds. We throw a birthday party every year for him, and we have a book about Gordon and how he came here to see Center Texas. So,
we're
going to
need to make the next birthday party.
Yes,
for Gordon.
And let's see what else we have in here. There's some black drum, and this is the gray snapper right here, just swimming right in front of the window. And we also have a red snapper in here, but and a nurse shark laying on the bottom.
So I did see the nurse shark, and I thought that most sharks had to move all the time. So
yeah, if
what?
A shark doesn't swim, it sinks. And so that's what's happened to this one. They're
okay.
Adapted to live on the bottom, but since it's not swimming, it is sunk to the bottom. They don't have swim bladders. So it's, if a shark doesn't keep constantly swimming, it'll have to lay on the bottom.
And they really seem to be very, very large. Do they get much larger?
Oh, yes. They can get about 2 or 3 times that size.
Wow.
And then there's a black drum in front of it down there. I don't know if the camera can see it or not. But down there near the nurse shark is a black drum, and it gets quite a bit larger. And we have some little spade fish darting in between the pieces of coral that we have here in the bottom.
Boy, this is just an incredible aquarium. And so how do you get in there to clean that?
We have divers that can actually go in scuba gear and clean the aquarium exhibits. A lot of people enjoy doing that. We have volunteers that help us do that. And this exhibit was made to represent the open Gulf waters because our Gulf, again, we said earlier, the waters are sometimes murky. We get a lot of river water coming down. So we don't have the corals like the Pacific does.
Well, that is just incredible. And thank you for telling us about these fish. And now we're ready to go to a game show. So take it away, Alaska.